If you live in a rural community, healthcare providers can be hard to find. Specialists might be an hour's drive or more. And if you don't have time off work, reliable transportation, or even the gas money to get there, you might put off getting the care you need. In Tennessee, that's a big problem for women with high-risk pregnancies. Coming up, why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee decided to invest in a new approach to overcoming high infant mortality rates.
Polk County, Grundy, and Van Buren all have perinatal mortality rates that exceed third world countries.
You're listening to a story about real people trying to make healthcare better, brought to you by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I'm Chelsea Johnson. I'm manager of our community relations and foundation area.
Johnson works for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. She realized that as the largest health insurer in the state, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee was in a unique position to address one of the most tragic statistics. In some Tennessee counties, infant mortality rates are as high as a third world country's.
We decided that there was a need to really focus on infant mortality in a full circle kind of way. And one of the things that we had seen continue to pop up was that rural areas weren't having the same level of quality care or access to care.
When Dr. David Adair, an obstetrics specialist in Chattanooga, pitched her the idea of a program called STORC, or Solutions to Obstetrics in Rural Communities, Johnson saw the potential right away.
I'm director of maternal fetal medicine at the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga.
As well as director of women's services at Erlanger Baroness Hospital and head of a busy specialty obstetrics practice in Chattanooga. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee invested in STORC to help establish sites in the neediest rural communities where traveling to a specialist hours away might be difficult for some women. They staff those sites with a nurse and a sonographer and equip them with video conferencing technology. This way, women at high risk can be seen regularly by specialists in Chattanooga. Their conditions, like high blood pressure or gestational diabetes, can be managed. The result? More healthy babies. That's the hope for this patient, we won't use her full name to protect her privacy, who sits in an exam room a couple of hours away from Dr. Adair's Chattanooga office.
I'm Dr. Adair.
They can see each other on computer monitors. At the STORC site, a nurse has already taken the patient's vitals, and a sonographer has sent images of the growing baby. The patient has high blood pressure, and she delivered her first child preterm. That's part of what makes her high risk and why she needs to see a specialist every week. But getting to Chattanooga that often is nearly impossible for her because of her work schedule and because she has limited transportation. What's more, she's caring for a toddler at home while her husband works another shift. This is her best hope for getting the care she needs.
So any headaches, spots before your eyes, anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I probably get headaches probably 5 times a week, 5 out of 7 days.
Dr. Adair suggests adjusting some medications. He asks about her work, and the patient tells him she operates a tufting machine, sometimes 2 shifts a day. That's a machine that weaves the backs of carpets and turf. It's a giant machine with heavy vibrations.
Okay. So operating a tufting machine for 8 hours a day, standing, climbing on ladders, you know.
That's a tough way to make it, isn't it?
It's not like, you know, a lot of heavy lifting, but it is like it's standing and it's active movement. And I work second shift, so I
Dr. Adair urges her to find a family member who can help at home with her toddler so that she can get more sleep. Then he asks if she has any more questions until the next visit.
When the time comes to actually have the baby, what does
Dr. Adair notices she's inched to the edge of her seat and gripping the armrests. So he walks her through a few likely scenarios. She seems a little more reassured. Being able to see the patient means Dr. Adair can pick up on subtle cues, like body language, even though he's miles away.
What we do is we meet in the middle, and that middle is really technology. Being able to connect, that connectivity.
The connectivity is paying off. STORC's success convinced community relations and foundation manager Chelsea Johnson to invest more.
Investing by providing the money for the technology, for the time, for the individuals that go out into the rural communities to help bridge that gap.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, they said, use this to help. We also want to challenge you to spread this. Mm-hmm. So it was like the seed that began in the forest.
I believe that this is something that really does help spread that quality and access to care, regardless of your income level and regardless of where you live in the state.
Today, Stork operates sites in 13 rural Tennessee communities with the greatest needs. Many have no obstetrical specialists, or in some cases, no women's health care providers at all. This is one of those 13 rural sites. It's an obstetrics and gynecology clinic in McMinnville, Tennessee, on the Cumberland Plateau. It shares space with a beauty spa, but there's room enough for one cheerful, clean exam room with a desktop computer. Local nurse Rhonda Moore is ready for her first patient. She says Stork visits aren't so different from a typical doctor's appointment.
At any visit, usually a medical assistant or a nurse takes in your vitals, your urine, assesses you, updates your chart, and then the physician, right before they come in, picks up the chart, processes all of that, and then comes in and talks to you. And this is much like that, except that instead of physically walking in, they come in by camera.
Moore says that without a specialist available here by telemedicine, some of her patients might put off prenatal care or miss appointments, putting themselves and their babies at greater risk. Catch those risks early, and the likelier outcome is a healthy baby, usually one born after 34 weeks gestation and at a healthy weight. Stork data shows that more than 90% of its patients are meeting that bar, and they're not only keeping moms and babies healthier, they're helping the healthcare system avoid costlier care, like a neonatal intensive care unit stay. It also means nurses like Moore can enjoy the fruits of their labor.
When somebody brings a baby back to see you, that's great. And especially if they've had a really complicated issue, it's great to see them come back.
You've been listening to a story about real people trying to make healthcare better from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Before we go, a little fine print. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies. I'm Kristen Gourlay. Thanks for listening.